Have you ever pondered why certain individuals suddenly vanish from our lives, leaving behind a palpable emptiness? It's a question that has perplexed humanity since ancient times, prompting us to seek answers not only in theology, but also in the intricate dynamics of human connections. Today, let's embark on a journey through the pages of Scripture and the depths of our hearts to unveil the enigma of why God orchestrates the departure of souls from our paths. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In the book of Genesis, we encounter the story of Abraham and Lot. Initially, they journeyed together, sharing a bond forged by familial ties. However, as their flocks grew and conflicts arose, they realized the necessity of parting ways. Abraham graciously allowed Lot to choose his own path, demonstrating that sometimes separation is essential for both parties to thrive. Similarly, in the New Testament, we find the account of Paul and Barnabas. These steadfast companions in ministry encountered a sharp disagreement over John Mark, leading to their separation. Despite the pain of their parting, God used this rift to multiply their efforts, as Paul embarked on new missionary journeys with Silas while Barnabas mentored John Mark. Moreover, the Psalms offer solace to those grappling with loss and separation. Psalm 27 verse 10 reassures us that even if our parents forsake us, the Lord will always receive us in His embrace. Thus, when individuals exit our lives, we can find comfort in knowing that God's love remains steadfast and unwavering. Ultimately, God removes people from our lives for various reasons: to protect us from harm, to propel us toward growth, or to fulfill His divine purposes. Though farewells may sting, they often pave the way for new beginnings and unforeseen blessings. So, as we navigate the ebb and flow of relationships, let us trust in the wisdom of the One who orchestrates every departure and reunion along our journey of faith. In the opening chapter of our exploration, we delve into the profound purpose behind the tapestry of relationships. From the dawn of creation, God instilled within us a deep longing for companionship and community. We witness this divine intentionality in the intimate bond between Adam and Eve, as they walked together in the splendor of the garden, sharing in the joy of fellowship with their Creator. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we encounter a myriad of relationships, each serving a unique purpose in the grand narrative of redemption. Consider the disciples who walked alongside Jesus during His earthly ministry. Their lives intertwined with the Son of God, shaping them into bold proclaimers of the gospel and stewards of His kingdom. Yet, just as the turning of a page marks the end of one chapter and the beginning of another, not all relationships are meant to endure indefinitely. Some individuals enter our lives as fleeting characters, imparting invaluable lessons that mold and refine us along our journey. Take, for instance, the poignant story of Joseph, whose path was marred by betrayal and adversity. Cast into a pit of despair by his own brothers and sold into slavery, Joseph's journey through the depths of suffering ultimately led to the fulfillment of God's divine purpose. Through the crucible of hardship, Joseph emerged as a beacon of hope and resilience, appointed by God to preserve the lives of his family and his people during a time of famine. In the intricate tapestry of Joseph's life, we discern a profound truth that even in the midst of heartache and betrayal, God works all things together for the good of those who love Him. Every relationship, whether enduring or transient, serves as a vital thread in the overarching narrative of God's redemptive plan. As we journey through the chapters of our own lives, may we embrace each relationship as a gift from the hand of our loving Creator, ever mindful of the transformative power that lies within the pages of human connection. In the second chapter of our journey, we confront the profound lesson of letting go, a concept as challenging as it is transformative. While the desire for companionship and connection is innate to our human experience, there are moments when God beckons us to release our grasp and entrust our paths into His sovereign hands. Much like a skilled vine dresser tends to his vineyard, meticulously pruning away dead branches to foster new growth, God too orchestrates seasons of pruning in our lives. Though the process may be painful and disconcerting, it is indispensable for our spiritual vitality and flourishing. Consider the patriarch Abraham, whose faith journey epitomizes the profound act of letting go and stepping into the unknown at the divine prompting. Called forth from his homeland and kinship ties, Abraham embarked on a pilgrimage of faith, relinquishing the familiar comforts of home for the promise of an uncertain future. In Abraham's obedience to God's call, we discern a profound truth that letting go is not an act of abandonment, but rather an act of surrender and trust in the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. As Abraham journeyed into the unknown, he discovered the boundless faithfulness of God, who proved himself faithful to his promises time and time again. Through the crucible of letting go, Abraham's faith was refined and his trust in God deepened, paving the way for the fulfillment of God's covenant promises and the birth of a nation through his descendants. In our own lives, God calls us to release our grip on the familiar and step out in faith, trusting that his plans for us far surpass our limited understanding. Though the path of letting go may be fraught with uncertainty and discomfort, it ultimately leads to the abundant life and profound intimacy with our Creator that we were destined to experience. May we, like Abraham, embrace the transformative journey of letting go, confident in the unshakable faithfulness of the one who calls us to venture into the unknown. In the third chapter of our Odyssey, we confront the arduous test of faith, a crucible through which the resilience of our belief is forged and refined. When God, in His infinite wisdom, orchestrates the removal of individuals from our lives, it often serves as a poignant examination of our trust in His sovereignty and goodness. In the annals of Scripture, we encounter the poignant saga of Job, a righteous man whose unwavering faith was put to the ultimate test through a series of unfathomable trials and losses. Stripped of his wealth, health, and even his loved ones, Job found himself plunged into the depths of despair, grappling with the profound question of why such calamity had befallen him. In the crucible of suffering, Job's faith was tested to its very limits as he wrestled with profound anguish and despair. Yet, amidst the ashes of his shattered existence, Job clung tenaciously to his belief in the goodness and sovereignty of God, declaring, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job 13 verse 15. Through the crucible of suffering, Job's faith was not extinguished but rather refined, emerging as a beacon of unwavering trust and resilience in the face of adversity. In the depths of his anguish, Job discovered a profound truth that even in the midst of inexplicable suffering, God remains steadfast and present, offering solace and sustenance to those who place their trust in Him. In our own lives, when God removes individuals from our midst, it is often a test of faith, challenging us to choose between despair and trust in His unfailing promises. Like Job, may we find strength in the midst of our trials, knowing that our faith, when tested in the crucible of suffering, emerges as pure gold, a testament to the enduring faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. In the fourth chapter of our exploration, we confront the profound truth of embracing divine timing, a concept that transcends our finite understanding and beckons us to trust in the sovereignty of God's eternal purposes. For God, in His omniscience, orchestrates the unfolding of time itself, weaving together the intricate tapestry of past, present, and future with divine precision. Consider the poignant narrative of Esther, a young Jewish maiden thrust into the heart of a royal court in a pivotal moment of history. Through a series of providential events, Esther found herself positioned for such a time as this, called upon to intercede on behalf of her people and thwart the schemes of their adversaries. In the unfolding drama of Esther's life, we discern a profound truth that God, in His perfect timing, positions us in the lives of others for a divine purpose. Whether we find ourselves in positions of influence or obscurity, our lives intersect with the grand narrative of God's redemptive plan, each moment infused with eternal significance. Yet, as the seasons of our lives inevitably change and our roles shift, we are called to surrender to God's sovereign plan, trusting in His unfailing wisdom and providence. Just as Esther embraced her divine calling with courage and conviction, so too are we called to entrust our lives into the hands of the One who holds all time and eternity in His grasp. In the ebb and flow of life's journey, may we find solace in the assurance that God's timing is perfect, His purposes unerring. Though the future may be veiled in uncertainty, we can rest secure in the knowledge that we are held within the palm of His hand, positioned by divine providence to fulfill His purposes and bring glory to His name. As we navigate the complexities of divine timing, may we echo the words of the psalmist, declaring, "My times are in Your hands," Psalm 31 verse 15, and find peace in the assurance that He who holds the future is ever faithful and true. In the final chapter of our journey, we contemplate the profound truth that even in the midst of goodbyes, there resides the potential for redemption and new beginnings. Farewells, though often tinged with sorrow, mark not the conclusion of our narratives, but rather the inception of new chapters, infused with the promise of divine renewal and restoration. Reflect upon the poignant narrative of Paul and Barnabas, stalwart companions in the service of the gospel, whose partnership was ultimately tested and strained by a sharp disagreement over the inclusion of John Mark in their missionary endeavors. Though their parting was marked by tension and division, God's redemptive hand was evident in the aftermath, as He multiplied their efforts and redirected their paths toward new territories and opportunities for ministry. In the crucible of their separation, Paul and Barnabas discovered that farewells need not signify the end of God's work, but rather the catalyst for His transformative power to manifest in unexpected ways. Though their journeys diverged, the seeds they had sown together continued to bear fruit, yielding a harvest of souls across diverse regions and communities. In the tapestry of our own lives, we encounter similar moments of parting and transition, where relationships shift and roles evolve. Yet, even amidst the pain of goodbye, we can find solace in the assurance that God is at work, orchestrating His divine purposes through every twist and turn of our journey. As we bid farewell to the familiar and embrace the unknown, may we trust in the redemptive power of God's love to weave beauty from the threads of our goodbyes. For in every ending, there lies the promise of a new beginning, infused with the hope of resurrection and renewal. And so, as we conclude our journey through the intricate tapestry of human relationships, may we be reminded that even in the midst of farewells, God's abiding presence remains with us, guiding us toward the dawn of a brighter tomorrow. As we traverse the winding paths of life, farewells become inevitable companions on our journey. Yet, amidst the ache of parting, we find solace in the unfailing sovereignty of God. For in every goodbye, there lies the potential for divine revelation and redemption. The pain of separation may weigh heavy upon our hearts, but let us not be consumed by sorrow. Instead, let us fix our gaze upon the One who holds the entirety of our existence in His loving hands. In His wisdom, He orchestrates the ebb and flow of relationships, knowing the intricate purpose behind each farewell. For every goodbye is not merely an end but a gateway to God's greater design. It is an invitation for us to surrender to His providence, trusting that He who removes also restores with boundless grace and mercy. Like a master weaver, He intricately intertwines the threads of our lives, crafting a masterpiece that reflects His divine plan. So let us embrace each farewell with faith and anticipation, knowing that in the tapestry of our existence, every thread serves a purpose ordained by the hand of our Creator. As we relinquish our grip on the past, let us open our hearts to the possibilities that lie ahead, confident in the promise of restoration and renewal that accompanies every goodbye. In the midst of farewells, let us cling to the hope found in God's unchanging character. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and in Him, every ending gives birth to a new beginning. So let us journey onward with courage and trust, knowing that He who guides our steps will lead us into the fullness of His purpose and presence. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.